Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, so it's been established here on the show that we love college football, and for many reasons, not just the on-field play, but also the off-field drama. And if you love drama, you should be following the saga of what's going on with Lane Kiffin these days, the head coach of Ole Miss, question mark, for how long? We don't know. Didn't they? And for Jinx. And so Lane Kiffin has been tweeting out these motivational quotes, or maybe it's like anecdotes because it's basically a paragraph long. He is not composing these himself, but he is simply taking a picture of a book that he owns. And he was talking about this on Pat McAfee yesterday, where he, you know, likes to do this every day. And here's the thing. Lane Kiffin has so much attention now that people are treating him like the Taylor Swift of college football, where he tweets out these quotes and people are looking for Easter eggs. So, Den, are you prepared for today's motivational quote and the analysis that is to come hereafter?
I'm ready. I got got my pen out. I'm ready to go. I'll take some notes for Lane Kiffin, and we can analyze this properly.
Okay, so I think I'm going to start halfway through because the first part, I don't know if there's anything there. So we'll start midway through. It says, after you stop trying to live out the plan that you have outgrown, after you stop trying to make the wrong pieces fit, sometimes holding on isn't about muscling through, but knowing what you are meant to release along the way. Hoo boy, I feel like there's a lot to dig into there.
There's a lot. So what I think the big question is, what exactly is being muscling through, right? Like, if you're muscling through something, what is it that you are muscling through? Is that just the challenges of day-to-day life? Is there maybe some relationship drama with Lane Kiffin outside of football, Bill Belichick style? Or is he talking about muscling through this season with Ole Miss to get to the other side, to potentially joining a Florida or maybe, you know, an LSU? Like, there's a lot of options here and a lot of question marks, and just understanding what is going on in Lane Kiffin's life where he needs to muscle through something.
Well, here's my biggest takeaway. Like, if I had a red marker and I was a high school English teacher, after you stop trying to live out the plan that you have outgrown, does that not feel like he is wanting to move on to a bigger thing, to, you know, leave something in the past?
It feels like he's boxed in and he needs to spread it. He needs to spread his wings, or maybe his jaw, shall we say? I don't know. You know, there's a lot there. I love that Lane Kiffin is juggling, you know, probably $90 million contract offers conservatively. Maybe there's one in there that is $100 million contract offers. And he is tweeting like a high schooler who just broke up with his girlfriend. trying to be like, I was being held back. I need to get out of this. This is for me. I need to spread my wings. I mean, he's doing all these things. He's like, I think he's in his 40s. You know, he did some yoga. Looks good. So, you know, good for him. He was doing yoga with the AD yesterday, apparently.
I just feel like he's somebody who loves the attention. And so, like, he's going to do whatever he can do to stir the pot. And that's fine. Like, I think that's part of the reason why people like Lane Kiffin. You know, he stirs the pot, he gets the headlines. And sometimes in college football, like, that can be a good thing. If you are top of mind all the time, you know, it trickles down to recruiting, to money, to marketing, whatever. But I don't know if you watched his appearance on Pat McAfee yesterday, which, let's pause there for a second. If you go on Pat McAfee, which we all know is a very watched program on ESPN, yes. Like, there's a lot of eyeballs going there. Wouldn't you go on there to be like, hey, I'm staying at Ole Miss. You know, they're going to give me a contract extension, whatever. He does not say this. Like, no. There are, you know, he dances around the subject where, classic. Okay, let's listen to this quote. This was the main one that people are taking away from this, because Pat McAfee asked him about the quote-unquote ultimatum that Ole Miss gave him, saying there was a report that said Ole Miss said he needs to decide where he's going to be by the Egg Bowl, which is coming up. It's Thanksgiving. So the question was asked, and here is how Lane Kiffin answered.
Yeah, that's absolutely not true. There's been no ultimatum in anything like that at all. And so I don't know where that came from, like a lot of stuff that comes out there.
Ah, yeah. But he did not say anything to the tune of, yeah, that's not true. I'm staying at Ole Miss. Right? Like, isn't that your biggest takeaway, is that he went on a national program and still did not make a committal response to Ole Miss? In fact, like, I felt like he just went on here to, again, stir the pot and get more attention.
I do feel proud of the McAfee show for asking him that question. I wish they asked him more directly about, like, hey, are you going? Like, hey. Yeah. What about the flight to Baton Rouge? Or, hey, what about the flight to Gainesville? Because we know those things happen. I didn't know there was paparazzi in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but I've seen pictures of the flight. You're pulling in to the airport in Baton Rouge. Like, we know all of these things happened, and they weren't asked about. The ultimatum thing is kind of whatever. I feel like most programs would do that. You know, the Egg Bowl is their last regular season game of the year, and then at that point, you know, Ole Miss is going to be in the postseason. So you're then deciding, like, is our coach actually going to coach in the postseason or not? So that ultimatum being set there, that feels logical to me. Like, you need to have a point where you're like, you need to make a decision, because if not, we have to do what's best for our program here and find out who is going to be coaching.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the at least one, hopefully more than one, postseason game. I can't imagine that he, honestly, in this whole lead-up, I don't think he's leaving. I don't. I think this is just drama. I think he is a glutton for this sort of stuff, and I think we're seeing this in real time. So I don't believe that he is going anywhere or leaving, but this has been a little interesting, the way that he's handled this.
Well, I do think at the end of the day, a lot of it is it's a negotiation tactic, is it not? Like, yeah. I think it's to drive up the price of whatever Ole Miss is going to pay him because, you know, you're starting a bidding war between LSU, Florida, and Ole Miss. And I do think, like, obviously, get your bag, get your money, because we know money and, you know, all that is the name of the game. Like, I understand it's not your NIL fund, but still, like, I get it. Get your money. It's fine. But here's the other thing that was kind of weird to me on Pat McAfee is that he kept saying, we're having so much fun. I feel like most people who are having a lot of fun don't have to say it 15 times. Did you catch on to that? I'm like, we get it. You're having fun. It's a great fun year. You don't have to hammer us in the face with saying that this is fun.
He wasn't beating the dead horse. He was pulverizing the dead horse with it being fun. Now, maybe that's just like his crutch word because coaches, they're not. He does go on Pat McAfee frequently, though, so it's not like this is his first time doing an interview there. He's been on with them at least once or twice this season. I don't know if it's a weekly thing or not because I'm not that big of a Pat McAfee guy, but he's been on that program before, but maybe that was just a crutch word. I don't know. I found that to be odd there as well. I did think it was funny that Kaywon Lacy was just chilling in the office, though, because last time he was on Pat McAfee, Trinidad Chambliss was just chilling in the office, and he put him on camera. So I did think that was funny. That's a good bit.
Mm. I mean, that was definitely planned, right? Like, definitely that wasn't planned. Like he was just hanging out. Because I think maybe it was a tactic for Lane Kiffin to be like, hey, it's not all about me. See, I'm showcasing my players. Even at the end of the day, I do think it's all about Lane Kiffin.
It is, yes.
And the wild part is, I keep mentioning this, but I do think it's relevant. Like, I'm here in Middle Tennessee, where a lot of people are Tennessee fans. And so many people are saying, oh, you think Lane Kiffin's going to be loyal to your program? Oh, you poor, sweet, innocent souls. He would never leave in the middle of the night for a better job, would he? Oh, wait, we've already seen this when he left Tennessee for USC. So I think a lot of people have been burned by Lane Kiffin before. So, I don't know. That's what makes it that much more interesting, because I do think that there is something underneath the surface that's like, hey, I don't know how loyal he is. Like, most coaches have already signed their extension, right? Like, that's yes. The wild part is that there's other coaches that could be going through this whole circus. Like, Kurt Cignetti could be doing this, but he already signed an extension.
He said,
you know,
nope.
Same goes for Matt Rhule. So, it's just you see Lane Kiffin, he's like, hell yeah, I'll take that spotlight and I will take this bidding war.
And as crazy as because I'm sure that the contracts have already been slid across the table. Like, hey, we are going to give you this. Hey, we are going to give you this. We are going to give you this. So he must be fighting for, like, maybe an extra $100,000 or maybe a certain amount of money allocated to the NIL. Because, like, he's not fighting for an extra million. Odds are that the contract is already at least $11 million, and he's not going to get an extra one. He hasn't won a championship. No one's going to give him $12 million to coach their program. So he's already – that's already there. I don't know logically outside of him just being a glutton for attention what else he would be fighting for that would lead him to not have signed or taken the deal. Now, maybe you're not taking the LSU or the Florida deal now, but Ole Miss should be able to match everything, especially if – LSU is in the conversation because they're going to have to pay Brian Kelly that entire buyout. They're too late. I know they're trying to be like, we fired him. No, you didn't. You didn't fire him with cause. You're going to have to pay Brian Kelly that entire buyout. So it feels like LSU is off the table. I just generally felt like that it was either going to be Ole Miss or Florida for Lane Kiffin in particular. It feels like John Summerall would be a good fit from LSU. He's the coach at Tulane. So it feels like it's between Florida and Ole Miss, and I don't know if there's anything that Florida can offer you that Ole Miss cannot equally offer you outside of the fact that Steve Spurrier never coached at Ole Miss.
Yeah. From a betting standpoint, is there any way to spin this? Like, I was thinking, like, do you fade Ole Miss right now? Because you say, okay, there's a lot of other nonsense and distractions going on. Or I think a lot of people kind of thought that going into this last game, and it was not the case. So you look at this next game, and I think they play Mississippi State, who has played some good teams pretty closely, and then you have the Egg Bowl. Would you use this as a factor when, you know, placing a bet? Because I would imagine, I don't know the line in that game, but I would imagine that, the Egg Bowl. Okay, sorry about that.
So we don't even get a chance. They don't get to play this weekend. they're robbing us of what would have been a really good gambling opportunity to fade Ole Miss. They get an entire bye week, and my guess is Chelsea, by the time that Egg Bowl game kicks off, he has a contract extension with Ole Miss. So, like, we can't even, as a gambling community, take advantage of the drama. I'm actually upset at Lane Kiffin for that. He's robbed us of the experience of us making money so he can make a lot of money.
Ah, well, I'm sure he'll post a motivational quote tomorrow that covers that. All right, hour two, is next here on the Daily Tip. Stick with us. We'll be back after the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.